Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M. Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, coronavirus. Rack off, would you? I'm so sick of bloody coronavirus.
I know. It is just, it's, well, I guess it's something that in our lifetime, you know, all the generations prior to us had a big, you know, a big hoo-ha in their generation, and this is just ours. We've just got to suck it up.
Yep, suck it up, everybody. Get over it. Suck it up. Stop whinging about it and just abide by what the rules and regulations are, and we'll get out of this hellhole
exactly.
a little
just
quicker than
what you're told. Why do people struggle doing what they're told? People, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. People cannot handle being told what to do.
This is the Rush Hour, by the way. It's Luke Bradnam and Cherie Everett, and I've got to agree with you, Cherie. Like, I have fought authority my entire life, my entire radio career, my entire life. I've done nothing but fight authority.
Why?
But even I'm not, I don't know, I have an automatic sort of set personality that just rails against being told what I can and can't do. If someone tells me I can't do something, I just resent being
opposite.
Told by anybody.
Well, yeah, that's silly.
Well, not really, but you know, but I'm not doing it on this. I'm being told I can't do this. I'm abiding by it because
good.
The victims in this are real people. You know,
yeah,
it's
are.
Not. There's real people that are the victims in us not abiding
by.
You
know what? I think that they need to start putting some shocking footage up for people to, because it's so easy for people to go, oh, well, that's in Spain. Oh, well, that's in New York. That's not here. But they really need to see some frontline, some shocking footage before I think it's going to shock people into doing what they're told.
How are you going? You seem to be enjoying this whole thing anyway. Like,
I'm actually
my girlfriend
loving,
she's kind of enjoying it because she's getting to work from home.
Exactly. Well, see, I travel so much. And so I am constantly on the go. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. And so I'm loving not having to pack that damn suitcase. I'm going to bury the thing out in the backyard. I get sick of it. I get sick of being away all the time. And so I'm enjoying being here. I'm so on top of all my work. You should see my office. It is looking schmick. It's looking so good. And I love it.
I tell you what, it's really doing something for me, Cherie, where I'm just realizing how much I took for granted in, you know, prior to COVID-19. I just took so much for granted. Just going down the road for dinner, for example, or
those little things.
Whatever. It's all those little things that you just take for granted. Like today I went down the beach and I ran into my mate Adzi and I couldn't even shake his hand, you know, like you just. It's
I know.
So
and
weird.
I think that's just going to be a sign of the times. I think that's how it's going to. I mean, you look back when I was a child, my mum wouldn't greet her friends with a kiss and a hug. I mean, that was back in the 70s and 80s. You didn't greet people with a kiss and a hug. And then by the 2000s, every time you see someone, you give them a big kiss on the cheek and a big hug. I think
love
we're going to go
love
back.
You.
Yeah. And I think we're going to go back to how it used to be. I think this is a big, like a 60-year rewind.
All right. Hey, anyway, heap for you to hear on the podcast this afternoon, and it's starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
It's a Friday afternoon. We've got a meat tray to give away. Let's get into this.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Hit the phones, 13-27-10, an awesome meat tray up for grabs this afternoon thanks to CV Beef, worth $100. Be a good thing to do while you're locked up in your home, Cherie. Who you got for Cherie? You want to nominate someone?
I'm going to nominate myself because about 3 weeks ago I had a mole come up on my thigh and I thought, oh, what's that? And then I thought maybe it's dirt. No, it's not dirt. It's there to stay. And then over the last few weeks, it's changed a little bit. And so today, with all this time on my hand, I thought, I'm going to have a look through a magnifying glass at this mole because it's starting to look a bit manky. And I looked through there and I thought, And then Boston goes, Mum, it looks like paint. And it was oil-based paint. And I got my nail polish remover out and it came off. So there you go. No skin cancer for me.
The tool of the week.
That's classic.
Oh,
imagine if you'd have gone to the doctor's surgery with that.
Can I go to a skin doctor? Are they open? Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to chop my leg off, everything. I was really worried about it. But no, it came off just with a little bit of, you know, a bit of elbow grease.
You got paint on you. Hey, okay, I went down the beach. We got Mayor Tom Taylor. I got to tell him about this. I know he's going to be joining us soon, but like people are still sunbaking down the beach. And the only reason you should be down the beach is for exercise purposes. And you shouldn't be down there reading a book. But I saw so many people still doing it. I don't care that they're doing it personally, other than they're going to result in us having the beaches closed down.
Yeah, because they're going to ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, so you're being so selfish. Please, just abide by it all. None of us like it. Like, it's not like you're the only ones that aren't really digging these new regime we're living under. We all think it sucks. But the longer that you morons keep carrying on like, you know, the rules don't apply for you, the longer we're going to have to live with these restrictions.
100%.
So all you people that are being selfish and you think that the rest of the Gold Coast should abide by the social distancing rules, but they don't quite apply to you because you're special, you are my...
You're the tool of the week.
And quite frankly, you can go get stuffed. I had to throw that in, Sheree. You're making me angry.
And you know, too, can I say, I'll nominate someone else. The man that tried to go across the Queensland border this morning to a newspaper, and the other guy that tried to go across the border this morning to go for a surf.
You're the tool of the week.
Tracy's called through for Mull and Diner. Trace, who do you want to nominate?
Certain cafe owners that feel they need to keep the shop open. I can understand home delivering and stuff like that, no contact. But their shop was absolutely chock-a-block with no one, like no space between these people. They were sitting everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the immune compromised, so they're sucking it up for me because it's going to be longer before I can go out.
Yeah exactly. Right. And plus they're putting their staff at risk.
Yeah. They're putting everyone at risk that can't do it. Everyone, not just about everyone's been in the eyes against other stuff, but I can't accept any immunity from nothing. So all those injections I had as a kid don't work.
Let's crown them, Brixie, and come on.
You're the tool of the week.
Anyone that's not doing the right thing, you're just making it, you're making us suffer for longer than we'd normally have to. Leanne from Surfers Paradise on 13 27 10. Who do you want to nominate, Leanne?
Just the politics that made us vote last weekend.
Oh, that was incredible.
Yes,
I mean, that
100%.
Was 100%. I've got to say, Leanne, I don't know if I've ever seen hypocrisy, more blatant hypocrisy in my life. A better example where they're saying on one hand, don't go outside, stay safe, be sequestered, but we're going to fine you if you don't go vote for us. I've never seen anything so dopey.
Oh,
absolutely
my God,
silly.
It was just, unbelievable. But anyway, that's my
win
of the week.
Crown them, Brixie.
You're the tool of the week.
Look, I wonder if anyone's actually got fined, Sheree, for not voting, if those fines have gone through. I know records and amount of people didn't vote, and I understand why, but I haven't heard of anyone that's actually been fined as of yet.
Speaking from experience, because Spider's very good at not voting, however many years ago, his fine took nearly 18 months to come through, so...
They're not even snappy on that. Lance from Alanora, who you got for Tool of the Week, Lance?
How you doing there? It's definitely has to be Tool of the Year almost, I'd say. It's a Queensland premier for making us go out and vote.
Oh, yes. We just had that. it is incredible.
Home, don't do this, don't do that. And then they want us to go out and wait in lines and vote.
So. Yep. 100%.
It's staggering. Good on you.
The Tool of the Week.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
We are joined by the Mayor, Tom Tate. Our Mayor, Tom Tate, who's cruising around the Gold Coast at these times. And it's good to have you on. Tom, how are you going?
Mate, all good. When you rang, that's why I said 3 minutes, because just finishing off my kebab. That's a bit late.
Oh, nice.
Really? Hey, I really wanted to speak to you because I heard Anastasia Palaszczuk, our Premier, I heard her talking yesterday, and she was talking tough about closing the beaches down potentially. And she was saying, look, unless people get the message, then, you know, local councils are going to have the power and local mayors will have the power to make a call on closing down beaches. And I went down there today, Tom, to shoot for Channel 9, and I couldn't believe it. Yep. There were still people down on the beach today sunbaking. And I want to know, like, where we are as a city and how close we are to making a call just because idiots don't get the message that if we're getting any closer to closing our beaches down.
Yeah, look, it's a fine balance that that I'm leaving the beach open because that is the essence of the Gold Coast. At the same time, making sure that we are actually combating this COVID-19 and doing it efficiently and winning. For those people who are basically not social distancing, you are letting the team down. As a matter of fact, you're endangering not just yourself, but really whoever you can, whatever your loved ones or friends and that is concerned, you're endangering them as well. I welcome the Premier's, saying that we got additional powers to do it, but I will caution to exercise that. My focus, Luke, if I can just continue to touch more, is that as Easter holidays coming on, I don't really want people from out of towns coming to our beach. So I'll be looking at, I know we've shut the border down in South Wales, you know, we might have additional police on the northern bit, and if they don't have essential travel, and they've got the power to turn them around and tell them to go back to Brisbane.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the hard part, because there's a lot of tourists that are stuck in Brisbane, and there's a lot of people that are still appear to be living their life as though they're on a holiday. And that's the thing. I mean, while we shut the borders to Queensland, we can't shut the borders to our town.
That's the hard bit. And you know, at the moment, I know, Luke, you're saying there are people being idiots like that, but the majority on the message, in comparison to a week ago, we are winning the social distancing message. And, I'm monitoring that daily, mate. I really am.
I'm just getting angry, Tom, because I don't want to see our beaches close down. But when I see selfish people, like you, the rules are pretty clear. You can't go to the beach unless you're going there for exercising. And guess what? Sunbaking and reading a book is not exercising anyone's book. So you can't do it. And then I'm sitting there, Tom, and I'm going, that moron over there that's sunbaking is going to close the beach down for all of us because they're being selfish or because they haven't got the message, one of the two. But I hear what you're saying, and I hear you as well, Tom. I commend. I think most people are doing the right thing.
Yeah, I don't want to make my decision over a few rotten apples, you know. But
yeah, that's right.
Same time, safety and security for our city comes first. So, bloody hell, mate, I wish I had a better choice, you know. But it is a daily monitoring. But listening to the Prime Minister, it sounds like that the curve's flattening. I'm jumping on that term too. I don't really know what it means. It just means less infection, I guess.
No, it is. It's slowing down, which is good. Keep up the good fight. You're doing a good job, Tom. We'll let you get back to your kebab.
Thank you, Luke and Sheree. Bye.
Thank you.
There he goes. Mayor Tom
That's
Tate.
That's interesting when he says about flattening the curve. So people think that is stopping it. All it's doing is you'll still get the same amount of patients, but it's just they're going to be coming in slower rather than having a whole heap of people at once.
But it shows that the social distancing measures that have come into play have had some effect in slowing the spread at least.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
If you're cruising past the ocean at the moment and you glance out to the horizon, there's a big, massive, big cruise ship that's cruising by at the moment, Sheree, which
it's doing circles.
It really is, because can I tell you what happened? Yesterday, this big cruise ship, they believe it's the Sun Princess, which left Sydney a couple of days ago. It moved past the Gold Coast yesterday, and then a lot of people rang. I know Channel 9 News got phone calls. I know we got phone calls in the newsroom here at Triple M as well. And people were like, what's this cruise ship doing coming past the Gold Coast? And what it was Sun Princess going apparently to go and anchor out off Gladstone, because even though there's no passengers on board, there's about 1,000 crew that are still on board, and they can't come in at the moment. Well,
no.
They were supposed to go to Gladstone. Sheree, earlier today, I saw it now moving south back past the Gold Coast. This is a couple of hours ago. And now it's back going north again. This thing is going all over the place. I don't know what's happening with the cruise ship.
So there's the Ruby Princess that we've all heard about, the Sun Princess, and they have sent another ship out from America. So what they're going to do on board with those 1,000 staff, they are going to have three ships, one for all the Indian workers, one for all the Filipino workers, and one for all the Thai. They'll split them into their countries, and then they will sail those three ships back to those relative countries to take the workers home.
Is that right? Well, there was
a talk yesterday. I would imagine that they'll just be hanging around waiting for that other ship to arrive, and it's probably the further north they are, probably the better that it is.
I don't know why they're seemingly doing circles around the Gold Coast this afternoon. I don't know. They definitely moved by yesterday.
They're bored. They've been on that thing for about 6 months.
I've seen it twice today, and both times it's a massive cruise ship. It's been going in different directions past
I've got an idea for this cruise ship solution, and tell me whether this is just really stupid, but we have the Mercy ships and we have the big army ships, you know, the medical ships that they use in the war.
Right.
Why can't all the cruise ships that are here in our waters all go and flock together in somewhere way away from the mainland? And why don't they send one of the army hospital ships out there to deal with everyone and keep it out at sea?
I don't know. Now that I've thought about it, let me give you my thoughtful answer. I don't know. Is my answer to that, Sheree. I have no idea. Seems like a reasonable solution to me, but
well,
I guess if you've got loved ones
on the mainland.
Sheree, if you had loved ones on board, you'd want them off that ship, that is for sure. But it's pretty easy to make the decisions when it's not your loved ones on board, I guess. But God knows what they're doing out there this afternoon.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Yesterday, Sheree, in amongst the COVID-19 chaos, the Gold Coast Music Awards announced that their awards is still going to go ahead, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
They're going to do it online. And they told us some of the finalists as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. And they're going to do a Facebook Live on the 30th of April. So everyone can be a part of it. And it's a great way to, you know, to put some positiveness back into the society.
Yeah, and it's a cool thing that they've done by not just putting their hand up and going, oh, it's too hard, let's just call it off this year.
Yeah, that's right.
They're actually going ahead. So I really commend the people behind the Gold Coast Music Awards. We've got our sample here, Sheree. Do you want to have a listen to who's been nominated for the best song of the year? Best song of the year for the Gold Coast Music Awards? These are all Gold Coast artists.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Okay, you'll know this one. He's a friend of the show, Casey Barnes, A Little More. Then what about this one? Trapdoor from Dennis. Okay, that's enough of that one. Sushi in Tokyo from Davina. Like sushi in Tokyo. I'm not used to this 2-to-1 ratio.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. I haven't heard of these dudes either. They're Hollow Groves with a new. Have a listen to this one. I like this though.
Yeah, same.
All Gold Coasters. And also this lot, Sunset City featuring Samantha Jade with Forget It All.
Yeah, they're great songs.
Yeah, and it's great that we have our own little industry here on the Gold Coast and we, you know, celebrate it. I actually went along to the night last year. They were in Surfers Paradise. This is back before the COVID-19 deal, and there's a lot of people there. They're all, like, I was so out of place because I was a dude who didn't have hairspray and I wasn't wearing makeup. A lot of rock and rollers
Come on.
There, Sheree.
It was a good night. It's always a good night.
No, really, congratulations to everyone that got nominated.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
I'm having a bit of fun at my place, Sheree, just hiding things. My girlfriend has bought this chocolate, and I'm hiding chocolate at the moment on her. So I've actually hidden it. You know the.
Sit back and watch her look for it?
Yeah, because I don't really eat chocolate. She does. So she's bought chocolate, and I've hidden it in the grated cheese packet
that
we've got.
You are so mean. Like when women need chocolate, they need it now.
And she's going, where's the chocolate? And I go, it's in the fridge. It's in the fridge. And I go, it is. It's in the fridge. And it is. I'm not lying. But it's in the grated cheese packet.
So
and she's going
mean.
Off the chops. How are you going entertaining yourself through this isolation period?
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, my whole marriage has been like this. It's like I'm married to a 12-year-old. And so right. I have two kids at home and myself. And I'm the only normal, sane person here. Spider has, this is fact. Spider right. is... He comes up with the most, I don't even know how his brain is wired sometimes, but he comes up with the most insane things. So the latest is we have to sing for our food. So sing for your supper. So he comes up. So last night we had pasta. So he was making us sing like, I want some more. Like he's coming up with these Italian songs.
Because he cooks,
will not
right?
give you, he does all the cooking, yes. He will not give you your food unless you sing. And
good on him.
So at lunchtime today, we had hot dogs for lunch, American hot dogs. And this is exactly how our lunchtime went down.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
For God's sake, I'm not... Are you serious?
Come on.
What?
You don't get your hot dog until you're singing.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You are...
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
I'm not going to say it.
Come on. You don't get your hot dog?
You seriously...
Do you want your hot
you
dog?
You are not all there.
How much do you want your hot dog?
We're not going to last 6 weeks in this lockdown if you're carrying on like a two-year-old.
How much do you want your hot dog? Three.
Give me my lunch.
Go.
I'm going to go on here. Give me my lunch.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Seriously.
There you go.
That's what I have to do all the time. It's doing my head in.
Who recorded that? Did he record that?
Or, yes, because like, I didn't know he was recording. He's got this little thing on his phone. It's like he has his phone in his pocket, and it's like a tiny little microphone. We use it filming, but I didn't even notice it, and he had just had it like in his other hand. So I had no idea I was even being recorded. Is that illegal?
I just love what the next door neighbours must be thinking. Oh, Cherie's at it again. She's yelling out she doesn't want Spider's hot dog again.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Cherie, I know that this weekend there are a lot of Gold Coast boat owners who are not going to abide by the direction to stay at home. I know
and,
that
and
there's
jet
a lot.
Jet ski riders as well. There's a lot of jet ski riders that have been tearing around on jet skis all day.
Well, can I tell you that, you know, from where I live, I look out over the Gold Coast Broadwater. I've actually seen the water police today pull up a number of jet skiers because the regulation is pretty simple. This is the rule. Unless you have an essential need to be on the water, you should not be on the water. An essential need is to either you're using your boat to go to work, to go shopping, or to go fishing. And here's the grey area, because I know a lot of people who've contacted me via my work on Channel 9, they've said, oh, we're going out, mate. We're just going to take a fishing rod and pretend we're fishing. And that's going to ruin it for the rest of us. Don't be a knob and be one of these people. And to get the message through, we've actually got Angus Mitchell from the Maritime Safety from Maritime Safety Queensland, who's got on the phone with us. And mate, we want to try and get the message crystal clear for everyone. Thanks for your time this afternoon, mate. How are you going?
Look, not too bad, and thank you. And look, I think you've just done my job for me. I don't know. Is there much more I can say now? But I can endorse exactly what you've said. There is, you know, this is from the Prime Minister to the Chief Health Officer to the Premier to our own, the CHO, the Chief Health Officer in Queensland, all have the same message. If you don't need to be out, then stay at home. And that means then stay ashore. So that's across everywhere. That's not just boating. That's whether it's camping or caravanning or going out in parks in groups or barbecuing. It's the same message. So it's no different to boating. If you don't need to be out, stay ashore. Because really, it's the responsibility that we have to the rest of the community to make sure that we stop this spread, that we can get back to normal as quickly as possible. But as you've mentioned, there are some reasons why you would be out on a boat. So the same as you can go out for a run with your partner or someone from your own household, two of you, then you can go out exercising. So you can go paddling and kayaking and sailing. That's the same as on the shore. If you have to go to and from work in a boat, then that's still allowed. Of course it is. If you live on a boat and you need to go ashore to get your groceries, then that's still allowed. But there is one, and I know this is where some grey area comes in, and we are looking for boaties to be responsible and to think about, do they need to be out? So we have included fishing. So if you are going out fishing, the same rules apply. It should be you and one other person, or with people that you live with, immediate members. And exactly as you said, if people abuse it, as we're starting to see, then all I have to do is then next week I come in with more stringent requirements. And that's not right. What I want to do. This should be common sense. It should be everyone standing up here and doing the right thing.
Good on you, Angus, and thanks for clearing it up for us, mate. We really appreciate your time this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
How are you been going, Cherie, with regards to the homeschooling deal with your son?
Well, I am very, very blessed, and I must admit his school has pulled this off impeccably. And they sign into a special software package. It's just like the in-class. So their class roster, you know, their schedule still runs the same. All their little faces come up, and like when we do on Skype, all their little faces come up.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a bludge, let's be honest. Hey,
yeah, I don't have to do anything. So the teachers are still in control. I take food in there and drop it off and shut the door. I mean, I literally do nothing. So I've got it very, very blessed.
Like Coralie was telling me, and she's on holidays now with her school because she's been doing Victorian school from here in Queensland. But she was telling me, like, when the going gets tough, like when the going gets tough in class and it's time to hand in your assignment or whatever, she reckons you just sort of pretend that you've got bad internet connection and you zone out. Now, tell me that's not happening.
Stop giving the kids ideas. Stop giving them ideas.
Mate, she came up with that all by herself. And believe me, she reckons she wasn't on her own coming up with that. Everyone. How about this one? Because she goes to a boarding school, one of the kids, you've got to do it by, they send all the kids from the boarding school home. One of the girls comes from America, so she's been having to do homeschooling, but getting up at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, of course.
American time to do the homeschooling.
The poor thing. Oh, that's not fair.
Hey, have a go. This is a sample of what's going on around the Gold Coast with kids here on the coast homeschooling.
Are you fighting with your siblings though?
Yeah.
Tell me something that you have a day-to-day fight over.
The couch. Last night, Edward was sitting on Holly and it turned into a huge fight. It's annoying. Day two, everyone is still alive and kicking. We are currently learning how to vacuum floors. And now we're doing a bit of chemistry, is it, or math, even with some volume about how much we need to go into the bucket to mop the floors. So it's all going well. Homeschooling is awesome!
What are you getting taught at home?
Being lazy. I'm not learning anything.
You've got a twin sister, you've got a brother. How much are you fighting during the day?
On a scale of 1 to 10, 11.
Oh, what a nightmare. I say, honestly.
Oh, I think it's awesome. So cute.
Hats off to teachers across the Gold Coast.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Can I just pat ourselves on the front for a little bit here, Cherie? No one else is.
Yes.
But do you mind if I just talk about how wonderful...
Life.
If I just talk about how wonderful we are for just a moment. we have broadcast all week from our homes.
Yeah.
But I actually have really enjoyed talking to the Gold Coast this week and getting everyone's opinions on the show as to what's happening around the coast and hearing about different businesses that are open, hearing how different people are adapting to these troubling times. And it really has been, awesome. As bad as these times are, it's felt great this week as a show to be able to, in a small way, be able to help out in some way and get the pulse of what's happening around the coast. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think so too. People have to communicate. Communication is a key to, expressing yourself. Otherwise, that's when people do fall into a dark spot.
And that's what happened for me, my mate Chutz, he's my best mate. He rang me yesterday after the show, after we'd finished, and he said, "You guys are doing a good job." And, you know, that doesn't mean much. He's my best mate. He says, you know, of course he's going to say nice things. But he goes, "You should hear what the other jobbers are doing on Hot Tomato." Now, I don't like to have a go at Hot Tomato because they're mates of mine. I used to work there for 13 years.
Do it.
But I have to have a go, okay? Now, according to Chutz, while you've got the greatest... the greatest pandemic that's ever happened in our time. Like, this is something we've never experienced before in our lifetime, no matter how old you are. This is so new, and it's important to get information out there and vital information as it comes to hand. While we were doing that on our radio show, do you know what the important question that they were asking of the Gold Coast with their dopey little phone topic yesterday afternoon?
What flavoured sauce you're putting on your meat tonight. I don't know.
This was what was on their mind yesterday. They were asking, do you iron your pillowcases? Give us a call and tell us yes or no.
Don't.
Hey.
Are you serious?
Are you joking? If you're listening to that stuff, you're a moron. Are you joking? How could you be listening to that? How could you be asking the Gold Coast? I hate to air check you live on air.
Do you iron your pillow slips?
I don't know, but Whippy's going to have to pull him in line there.
Come on, mate. Get with it.
Hey, we got the greatest pandemic that's ever happened in our time happening around the coast. We've got important information for you. So give us a call and tell us, do you iron your pillowcase? We think that's the best thing that we can ask.
And how often do you change your undies?
Anyway, thank you to everyone that's called through this week. We really appreciate it. And it has been, honestly, it's been fantastic to be able to get your important messages across
to the coast.
And
can I just say, too, if people want to ring in but they don't want to go on here, they don't have to. They can ring through and they can still tell us their story and then we can relay it on here. They don't have to go live on here if they don't want to.
Absolutely. And I just really want to clear something up before we rack off out of here. Cherie, you and I both have been copying it online this afternoon because we've been having a go at sunbakers on the coast. And people are saying you can't get coronavirus by sunbaking. And I
understand
in that point of view. But here's the bottom line. You're not allowed to do it. And so we're just simply saying if we all abide by what we're being told we can and can't do, we'll get out of this awful situation a lot sooner than if we all fight the rules. And one of the rules is we're not allowed to sunbake at the moment. So we're simply saying please abide by it. But people are giving it to us going, you morons, you idiots. But anyway, go for your life. We'll be back on Monday afternoon. Have yourself a great weekend. Oh, can we thank some people, Cherie? Because we really need to. Thank you to Brixie. He's been fantastic in the studio. We thank you, mate. Producer Jeremy, go on, Cherie.
But now, hang on. One thing I don't want to thank them for is when they are in the studios there and they get strawberry donuts and I don't.
I know, also. Thank you to Gareth, our tech, who's kept us on air more times than he's come to the rescue more times than you'll know this week. And most of all, thank you to you guys for being a part of the show this week. We really appreciate it. Back Monday afternoon from 3 for your local drive home. Cop you then.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.